So terminology, and this sort of stuff I examine. So first thing, what's the matrix? The matrix is simply everything in your sample except for the analyte. The analyte then is simply the species that you're trying to measure in your chemical analysis. A matrix effect says that you get a change in your analytical response, which means if you've got a piece of equipment and it's supposed to show a spike when you get some analyte going into it, if you get a spike but there's no analyte present, then that's something in the matrix that's causing a false response. So that's called a matrix effect. Dilution effect, as you've already seen, when we're carrying out dilutions, we use the dilution factor and work backwards to what our initial concentration was. So here, we've got our initial concentration multiplied by a dilution factor, volume in, volume final, to give us our final concentration. Interference. This is when we have either spectral interference, where when we're looking at a peak in our machine, if we get another peak slightly overlaps with it, then that's spectral interference. Whereas chemical interference is saying that there's some chemical that's present in our matrix which is actually interacting with the analyte. And as a result, rather than get a big signal for the analyte, we get a small signal due to chemical interference. Accuracy. So this is just reinforcing what we covered in first year. This is then the difference between the measured value and the true value. So in the case of our arrows in the dartboard, so throwing darts at the dartboard. In this case here, we have got lousy precision because the size of the random error about that bullseye is very poor. The accuracy is pretty patchy because we're lopsided over one side. In this case here, the precision is good because we've got a tight cluster of darts, but unfortunately they're centered in completely the wrong place, so it's poor accuracy but good precision. And then finally, in the last case, all of them are in the bullseye, so we've then got good precision because they're in a tight cluster and good accuracy because they're all centered around the bullseye.